This is the Crosby Clooney Show, number 655, for Friday, August 31st, 1962.
Thank you, Durwood. Now that you and Gary have delighted the listeners, Rosie and I will do our very best to keep their spirits on the same high level.
Oh, you're going to sing a song for us.
Nope. You.
Oh.
I must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. That's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Oh, cheating shows and it never goes. You got a reason to be mad, I suppose. But he only was a passing fad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. His kind's a dime a dozen. I should have passed him by. But whoever dreamed that your cousin would come along and give us the eye. I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. That you feel upset. What do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad.
What about tomorrow, Bing?
Oh, a little golf, maybe. And...
No. What about tomorrow's different?
Well, I might get my right hand a little over on top of the club.
All right. If you're not taking any cues from a lady, I'll handle this one myself. Tomorrow, Bing and all, we mark the 30th birthday of radio station WMAS, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, yes, indeed we do, Rosie, and I'll handle the best wishes department. Our little crew, the network itself, and all the stations down the line. Join in wishing WMAS many more birthdays to celebrate top-level broadcasting service in western Massachusetts.
Well, for a late starter, you finished strong.
Well, that's because I got the kinks out of my follow-through last weekend.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me. Cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. Cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea.
I'm a rowdy dowdy. Oh, that's me. Hi hat baby, that's she. But I don't take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares. Rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take the sugar to tea, I'm just as ritzy as I can be. Cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea.
Right at this precise moment, ladies and gentlemen, we have some important words and music for all of you from Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Well, looks like right in here someplace, Rosie. It's share the song time. Is that right?
According to my libretto here, you're exactly right. What song will we sing?
Oh, that's a problem. We're long on songs here, but we're short on singers. Oh, they're numerous as leaves on the trees, our repertoire.
Maybe Buddy will decide for us and settle this whole matter.
That's probably the easiest way of doing it.
Easy does it, then.
Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. I ain't had no lovin' since January, February, June, or July.
Snowtime ain't no time to stay outdoors in spring. So shine on. Shine on, harvest moon,
for me and my gal. The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine.
Couple sitting underneath the willow tree, for love they pine.
Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go.
Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, told the moon his little tale of woe. Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. Since January, February, June, or July. Snowtime ain't no time to stay outdoors in school. So shine on, harvest moon, for me and my
Bing, I have here a tidbit that I think you'll enjoy.
I am ever your eager auditor.
What is that?
But are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that they just called off a beauty contest in a town because no female would admit that she qualified?
Oh, this town must really be Nowheresville.
Ken, what are you talking about? There are beautiful girls everywhere.
Got to be. Don't tell me there's a town where the women are so modest, so shy, so wallowing in humility that they won't admit they qualify as beautiful.
Well, I'll explain. You see, a big department store was celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to put on a beauty contest for ladies just 40 years of age.
I see. Just 40, huh?
And there were no entries.
Nary a one. So, no contest.
No guts. All the ladies in the area chickened out, huh?
Yeah.
It's perfectly logical. Why should a woman publicly admit she's 40 and parade around in a bathing suit to boot?
Is 40 the age of no return to a bikini?
Well, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, scores and scores of ladies have, well, they're delightful figures at 40.
Sure, beautiful figures they possess. And youthful complexions, movie star type measurements, the whole thing.
You fellas observe, don't you?
Well, it's an educational interest, purely. An interest which indicates clearly that plenty of fillies of 40 are knockouts.
The trouble is that most of them are posing as 35.
Or 29.
That far back?
Why not?
So, as I say, that's why a beauty contest for girls of 40 is well nigh impossible.
There's no such thing as a pretty lady age 40 by personal acknowledgement.
Man, you gals can certainly take a cut age-wise, Rosie.
Oh, sure. Age-wise, we age very wise, you
Ooh,
might say.
Wise? You're artful.
Artful dodgers of the grand total. But say, we're kind of dodging the music, aren't we?
Oh, never dodging the music, Ken. Delaying, perhaps, but never dodging.
Just kidding.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, could swear I was falling. It's almost like being
about you and Ken, but I'm really upset a little about this fiasco. You know, the beauty contest for ladies of 40 that didn't materialize?
It flopped because it violated the laws of self-preservation.
Oh, wait a minute. How come a friend or a relative or husband, why didn't one of those guys enter the name of a 40-year-old beauty?
Because nobody actually knows the true age of a woman of 40. We covered that.
Uh-huh.
But, Rosie, consider the facts.
Oh, facts? Nothing.
Well, here's what I mean. Now, this is 1962, isn't it?
No argument so far.
All right. So if a lady was 20 in the year 1942, she'd admit it, wouldn't she?
Yes.
Well,
why not?
If a lady admitted to 20 in 1942, it stands to reason that 20 years later, in 1962, that same lady's now 40, isn't she?
Bing, let's not drag reason into this.
No?
No, Bing. The lady herself would have to enter the contest. A close friend, relative, or even a husband, for that matter, couldn't say for sure if the contestant was 40.
Rosie, I've known cases where women of 40 admitted they were 40.
Under questioning, that was.
Under pressure.
Oh, lots of women will admit to that age under duress and confidentially. But the point is, they will not shout it from the housetops.
You know, I suppose if the promoters of the beauty contest, you know, if they'd really been smart, they would have cooked up a competition for pairs of beauties age 20.
That's it. There's the solution. That would work.
A brilliant idea, Bing. Oh, pairs of pretty gals age 20. Each team totals 40.
With the contest, I say, now that it makes sense.
I hope I get to be a judge.
You got judgeship coming, Bing.
Well, I think so.
And the folks have some music coming, don't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. The feeling that I get is heavenly. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. For it's the day that brings you close to me. We walk hand in hand, proud that we can share that certain feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. When I'm on my way to church with you, can share that certain feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. When I'm on my way to church with you,
then.
Friends, don't forget to attend the church or synagogue of your choice.
Have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
On tap for tonight, the CBS Radio Network's big sports spectacular, Sportsorama, starring Red Barber. Topic for tonight's show, baseball races in the final drive of the season. After tonight's show, you'll be able to make some shrewd guesses on the chances. Join Red Barber for Sportsorama tonight, here.